picks, Field Hospital nears completion as UK braces for coronavirus surge. By Victoria Friedman on March 31, 2020. The first 500 of 4,000 beds will be ready at NHS Hospital Nightingale London this week, as the UK braces for a surge in cases of coronavirus. Health Secretary Matt Hancock announced the establishment of NHS Nightingale London less than 1 week ago. With beds furnished with ventilators and oxygen, the hospital will be used to treat coronavirus patients. Each open ward will be comprised of 2,000 beds and will be staffed by National Health Service staff and military medics. Around 100 cabin crew from airlines such as Virgin Atlantic and EasyJet, who are on furlough due to the pandemic, have expressed interest in volunteering at the hospital. Around 750 staff of Auxiliary Ambulance Service, St. John's Ambulance, will also be supporting medical staff as well as some of its 200 first aiders. Some 20,000 recently retired doctors, nurses, and other key medical workers have returned to the front line. As part of the British military's COVID support force, Army logistical engineers and planners were brought in to help build the hospital wings. There are 20,000 armed forces personnel currently stood at readiness to support the NHS and other emergency services in the battle against Chinese coronavirus. The 1,000-acre Excel Exhibition Centre in the Docklands, East London, had previously housed the 2012 Olympics and one of the world's largest arms fairs. Besides the London Docklands site, there are reportedly plans for 10 to 13 other field hospitals, with two confirmed. Birmingham's National Exhibition Centre will be turned into a 500-bed hospital, with scope to expand to 2,000, and Manchester's Central Convention Complex will also have a minimum of 500 beds, with the capacity to expand to 1,000 if necessary. There are over 22,000 confirmed coronavirus cases in the UK with 1,415 fatalities, up 180 from Sunday. The outbreak is expected to peak in the coming weeks.